Joining us right now from the Pro Football Draft Preview, guy who knows a thing or two by working over at Cheesehead TV on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, he is Ryan Caribou. Ryan, good morning. How are you?
Fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate the time as we are, what, a week and 2 days away from the NFL Draft, one of your favorite days of the year, I'm sure, or at least something that you use about 360 days to lead up to learn everything about every prospect in the upcoming draft, correct?
Exactly. It's Christmas time if you're an NFL draft junkie like me.
You know, there's so many different directions the Packers could go on defense, and we never know what Ted Thompson is going to think. Who knows? He may take an offensive lineman with that first-round pick. But, you know, the name that's most mentioned is Shea McClellan, the Boise outside linebacker. You know, Nick Perry from USC has been mentioned by some of the draft nicks out there. But I don't know who you guys have, but McClellan seems like one of the most favorable guys out there.
McClellan is a guy who is going to be probably available with the 28th pick. So that's what makes him, you know, one of those guys that is predicted a lot to go to the Packers. Guys like you just mentioned, Nick Perry, Whitney Mercilus, Courtney Upshaw, all those outside linebackers. Of course, the Packers need an outside linebacker opposite Clay Matthews. They might be gone, but I think Shea McClellan might be available, and he's a popular choice right now, and he's looking good. He had a very good pro day workout, and he's rising up draft charts everywhere.
Do you subscribe that Ted Thompson is doing it right with his idea of just draft the best football player available, or should the Green Bay Packers this year perhaps concentrate on a specific position?
I think you got to do best player available within reason. You know, they could hit any position on defense and hit a need. I mean, whether it's defensive line, linebacker, secondary. I mean, the Packers gave up the most passing yards in the history of the NFL last year. Mm-hmm. Something's wrong there. So they need help on defense everywhere. Now, I mean, just as long as they don't draft a quarterback in the first round or a wide receiver or a tight end, you know, I think those positions are you know, filled on the Packers' offense. But, if they went and take an offensive lineman, I guess it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. But, yeah, I mean, there's so many positions in need on the defense that, you know, it shouldn't be a problem hitting the best available player that fits a need as well.
And there's no doubt they're going to look at a defensive back, possibly a replacement for Nick Collins, knowing his uncertain future, and maybe a replacement down the line for Charles Woodson. Sorry, Mike, but Charles Woodson's eventually going to have to be replaced.
Still a Pro Bowler.
Yeah, but eventually you're going to have to replace him. He's 36. But
Pro Bowler.
Toward the end of the draft, though, it gets kind of weak for defensive backs, which is scary because you don't want to take a draft defensive back sixth or seventh round if he's not going to be any good.
Yeah, you know, as far as safeties go with the uncertainty regarding Nick Collins, there's only one safety who's probably worthy of being drafted in the first round, and that's Mark Barron of Alabama. So if the Packers don't get him, or if he goes before they select, I mean, they're not going to select a safety in the first round. They're going to wait, and I don't know if you find a starter in the rest of the draft or a guy at least who could step in right away. Maybe he could in time. So it is a little bit dicey. The cornerbacks are the crop is a little bit better, but yeah, as far as safety goes, it's not a really good year.
No, top to bottom, it looks very weak. Even defensive backs, it looks weak towards the end of the draft too. I mean, early on maybe okay, but back end not so good.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Harrison Smith of Notre Dame is kind of considered by some to be the second best safety prospect in this year's draft, and I have hesitations about him. He didn't have a single interception his senior year in college. So, I mean, there's kind of some, you know, when you're looking for playmaking ability, you kind of want that from the safety position, and you just didn't see it as his senior year. You did his junior year, so you know, as far as cornerbacks go, one guy I really like is Stephon Gilmore of South Carolina. He's being compared to Charles Woodson quite a bit, a cornerback with cover skills who's also just a fierce tackler. Stephon Gilmore led his team in tackles as a cornerback at South Carolina. You just don't find that very often, a cornerback that leads his team in tackles.
Talking with Brian Caribou, editor of the Pro Football Draft Preview over at CheeseheadTV.com, joining us here on Sports Radio 1250 WSSP. You can check out all of his coverage again over at CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, what do you think the two big signings, and I guess we can call Jeff Saturday a big signing, Anthony Hargrove is a big guy, but what did you make of those two signings in terms of what they will allow Ted Thompson to do in the draft?
You know, it's as far as the Packers still have to find a center for the long term. So, you know, they found Jeff Saturday. They got him in free agency this year. But the Packers more than likely at some point, I couldn't tell you what round they're going to do it in, but they're probably going to draft a center, a guy who's going to learn from Jeff Saturday, learn the ropes. They're going to develop him, and maybe a guy who starts next year or the year after. So, you know, at some point, you know, expect the Packers to draft a center. On the defensive line with Hargrove, they found a stopgap as well. He only signed a one-year contract, and he signed it for actually the NFL's minimum salary. So, you know, it's Hargrove isn't even a given that he'll make the roster. In fact, it's possible that he'll even be suspended as part of the Saints bounty program as he was with the Saints in 2009, 2010. So, he's a body right now, but he's not a long-term answer, and the Packers won't hesitate to draft a defensive lineman either.
Hey, Brian, let our listeners know what's going on at CheeseheadTV.com so they can check out everything leading up to next Thursday's NFL draft.
Yep, if you check out CheeseheadTV.com, there's a widget or a button right there that says check out our Pro Football Draft Preview Draft Guide. What it is a 99-page NFL Draft Preview dedicated totally to Packer fans. It has mock drafts, team needs, analysis of over 300 prospects, all geared to the Packers. So it's geared to the 3-4 defense as terms of, you know, breaking down 3-4 defensive linemen and 3-4 outside linebackers. So we think that's really unique and totally geared to Packer fans. So you can get it at CheeseheadTV.com for only $5.99 as opposed to going to the newsstand and just getting those generalized NFL draft guides that apply to any team and any player. We're specifically targeting Packer fans.
CheeseheadTV.com. Brian, appreciate the time. We'll talk with you again as we get closer to the draft, I'm sure.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com to apply online for today's 35-year mortgage at 3.875%, 3.90 APR. Restrictions apply. Rates can change anytime. Great Midwest Bank since 1935. Simply local.